It's Tali Mahuta Gray. And Tali Mahuta is running Takidua Productions, and it's our country's longest-running kaupapa theatre company. Now, every couple of years since 86, the New Zealand Festival of the Arts is held in the Wellington region. Program features sometimes free and often ticketed events. So it's music, theatre, dance, literature and more. The reason we're talking with Tali Mahuta Gray is that Takidua are going to showcase its new aerial dance work called Hatu Patu, Kurungaituku, A Forbidden Love. And if anyone knows more from a Māori perspective about aerial dance work, you'd be hard-pressed to find, because Tali Mahuta Gray knows a lot about it. He's with us today. Tali Mahuta, Nei Rata Mihi Kia Koe, it's been a while.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Nama hia no kina kai whakarongo o Wātea FM. Really awesome to be on the interview today.
Kia ora. It's been a while, and my apologies. I've often wondered, you know, how you've been tracking, because, gee, all those years ago, bro, you and I spoke when your sister was doing work with you, and I was lucky enough to go and see your aerial production of Maui at the Civic, which is some years ago. I'm sure I've got the program with the magazine, because it's still quite fresh in my mind. It was exceptional. And, of course, I'm aware of your aerial and acrobatic experience offshore. Now we're getting a chance to celebrate it again, a new aerial dance work. You must be excited.
Yeah, really excited, Dale. The show that we've got on is called Hatu Patu Kurunaituku, Forbidden Love, and we'll be part of opening the Aotearoa New Zealand Festival of the Arts, which is just such a fantastic opportunity to birth this work out into the world, and then it will be then moving through to Auckland, Christchurch, and then to finish up in Rotorua to bring the show home, being the Te Arawa story of Hatu Patu and Kurunaituku, the Hatu Patu and the Bird Woman, and the difference to those who have seen this, my previous shows, Maui, as you mentioned, that was in the Civic in 2007, and also Tiki Tane Mahuta in our 2017 13 City Tour, is that this time the audience stands. There are seats as well, some available seats, 80 seats for each show, but it's a space where we stand and the whole aerial happens over the audience. So you're immersed in the world of Kurunaituku's forest and her cave round that she entraps Hatu Patu in, and you're really a part of the action, and it's right, literally flying right over your head.
Amazing. Obviously, it's taken some work for those who are less familiar with aerial dance. How exciting has it been to, as someone with experience here, to have facilitated opportunities for them to gain confidence using these techniques?
It's a really great opportunity. It does prove that Kiwis can fly, and it is a part of our build up for the show. We've had a training workshop already, and then we've got a pilot workshop coming up to build more elements of the show, but also to train the new aerialists in the show. But it's full body harness aerialists, so you can fly upside down, attach and fly standing up with attachment points into your neck. And because it's got special De La Guada harnesses, which was the company I spent 5 years touring overseas with, we've got their harnesses, so it's been very great to get them measured up for our team and set them over from Argentina. It allows us to do a lot more things physically with the body aerially than what people might normally experience with aerial shows. So it's going to definitely be an experience to watch out for the whānau to come in and celebrate contemporary Māori stories and storytelling in a three-dimensional manner.
Storytelling three-dimensional is really exciting, and the way you describe it, of standing underneath the performance, is really quite different. Look, I know also this is a really important kōrero from Tārawa, and you're working with Wetini Mitai Ngātai, his kapa, that's, I'm assuming, not Mātāra Iorehu, but another kapa. What does it mean to be able to showcase a multimedia set like this for you, incorporating acting, aerial, taha Māori concepts, all in the one hit, Tali Mahuta?
It's certainly been a big passion of mine to work in this area and to be able to use kind of Western theatre techniques with Māori cultural storytelling to help enhance our storytelling, and it's such an amazing opportunity. I've always wanted to work with Wetini, and when he came and saw Te Kitane Mahuta and Tauranga, we were talking about the opportunity to potentially work together, and now we're at that place. And because he's Tūturu Te Aroa, Ngāti Pākehau, and able to really bring forth the knowledge of Hatupatu and Kura Naituku, places us in such good hands, alongside Hone Tarawhiti, who's also our kaumātua guide from Ngāti Wāhi Ao Ki Whakarewerewa. His knowledge and guidance has been steady hand on helping us really understand the deeper kōrero underneath Hatupatu and Kura Naituku, and just helping layer this work with depth and the pono, the truth that we really want to inspire communities in Rotorua, Auckland, Wellington and in Christchurch to know more about this amazing Te Aroa kōrero. So yeah, it's an amazing opportunity to be have the arts community having such expertise in the mix to help us grow the story and put a new presentation of the story through the aerial elements into reality.
Sounds really exciting. It's lovely to talk with you. I'll have to keep it to just there today. But how about we get together and have another kōrero or two, because I'd like a bit of a catch-up. I love the fact that you put a lot of effort into your reel, moved from being a dancer and an aerial artist into running the show with Takirua. So congratulations, brother, and all the best with this performance. Takirua proud to present this innovative piece. Support it when you see it in a town near you. And Tani Mahuta Gray joining us from Takirua. Thanks, Tani Mahuta.
Oh, thanks, Dale, for the opportunity. And we'll be touring between February 20th and March the 18th. So look out, we'll be launching the ticket sales on the 20th of September for Auckland, Christchurch and Rotorua. So, and the New Zealand Festival tickets have already launched, the pre-launch. So exciting to be part of the first four shows announced New Zealand, Aotearoa New Zealand Festival of the Arts.
Ka pai. Good talking with you again, bro. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Tāne mai.
Have a great day.